And now a selection of letters from readers of the Evening News. It's only a sparse selection this week, probably because of the time of year, holidays and the like, and too much other stuff to do and the lovely weather we've been having, rather than sit and compose a letter to the paper. Anyway, here's Sarah.
By the time you receive this edition of Chatterbox, it will be the final weekend of the Wimbledon fortnight, and it is the subject of tennis for 2 weeks that has prompted Wendy Matthews of Little Plumster to write in. She says, I noticed recently that someone had written to the paper complaining that TV schedules are put out by showing tennis from Wimbledon, and as they said, the most boring sport. Well, we each have our opinions, but at least tennis has well-behaved players and audiences. Swearing, spitting, biting, homophobic, racist or sexist comments are not tolerated, and most players are gentlemanly and good losers. It may disrupt the schedules for a while, but only for 2 weeks, unlike football, which seems to be on the whole year round. I can't envisage fights breaking out around Wimbledon between rivals full of meat pies and beer.
The hot summer weather we're having at present is not everyone's cup of tea. However, Michael Brown, a reader from Dis, thinks that some establishments are just too cool. He writes, is it just me, or does anyone else get fed up with overzealous air conditioning in our retail outlets and coffee shops? Yes, on a very hot day it is welcome, but it seems to me that these systems are switched on each day in spring and summer, regardless of the outside temperature. Sometimes, even on a modestly warm day, the air conditioning is ticking over when it's completely unnecessary and adding to these business costs. The chilly atmosphere doesn't endear one to linger in these establishments, and therefore custom is probably being lost. Shops and cafes, please take note.
John Knights of Spixworth feels that some are missing the point when it comes to plastic bags, he writes. In the light of the recent very pertinent article on the huge problem of plastics pollution, it is ironic that a local branch of a major supermarket chain is displaying a prominent notice encouraging customers to buy its 5p plastic carrier bags because of the extent to which local charities are benefiting from the proceeds. Is it me, or is this not rather missing the point?
Our fine city has many lovely splashes of colour from the flowers in our public spaces, but some are passed by without people noticing. Not by Mrs. Olive English of Saxlingham Nethergate, however, and she writes, the white jasmine climbing all over the arbour in St. Stephen's outside the Superdrug store is a lovely sight in a busy city street. It gives it a country feel. The delicious smell almost knocks you back, but amazingly, nobody seems to stop to admire it. They just hurry on, preoccupied with their own concerns. What a shame. It's worth stopping, if only for a minute, to take in all the blossom before it fades away. And with that from Mrs. English, it's time for us to fade away, at least from the letters section, until next week. But for now, more news.